Kelly from the world famous everydayissaturday.com. Excited that we had an opportunity to connect today. This is going to be a very powerful podcast. First off, a couple of things. Station identification. You are listening to Sam Crowley from everydayissaturday.com. Also, if you have not checked out our newest site, saturdaystories.com, you can plug in to people that are just like you, that have made every day Saturday, that have overcome adversity, gone through the hurricane season, taken action, and come out on the other side. It's awesome. They are going to be an unbelievable collection of stories. Our first one is about coaching clients of mine, Kieran and Christy Atkinson. And if you haven't heard their story yet, it's awesome. They were model students of mine in our one-on-one coaching program. Still are. They hail from the great city of Toowoomba, Australia. Don't ask me how to spell it, but it's Toowoomba, Australia. And they contacted me last year for one-on-one coaching. They listened. They didn't ask questions, didn't moan, didn't groan. They just took the direction because they knew they were listening to an individual who had blazed a trail before them. And I say that only because I give them all the credit. They wanted so badly to make every day Saturday. They have. Check out their story at saturdaystories.com. You'll see a short video there of me introducing the whole project, and it's for you. The stories are 100% free. They're teleseminars we're going to be putting on forever, and they're going to come, and I'd love to feature you on a Saturday story as well. If you have gone from Monday to Saturday, we want to know about it. Send an email to sam@everydaysaturday.com. My assistant Kelly screens all the emails. She will get in touch with you if it's the right story for us right now to share with the audience. So anyway, keep plugged in to saturdaystories.com, as well as there's a link off everydayissaturday.com. So today's teaching is about your battery. It's about your battery. Yesterday, true story, this is the inspiration for today's podcast. Yesterday, I came home for lunch, as I always do, with my beautiful daughters. Now it's the summertime here in Cincinnati, Ohio. I get an opportunity to spend more time with them throughout the day. So I worked hard so I could spend, Yes, I do work hard at my business. But there's nothing wrong with working hard. You know, everybody gets caught up in this, hey, isn't every day Saturday? Don't you spend time with your family? Yeah, but look, here's the deal. You still have to produce a product that people want to purchase, as well as provide an unbelievable service that helps other individuals. You're blessed monetarily, and that makes every day Saturday. But Saturday involves doing what you absolutely love to do. 80% of the people in our country here in the U.S. absolutely hate what they do. Their talents are not being utilized in the best way. They go to work miserable, or they own a business that they are miserable in, franchise, and they don't enjoy it one bit. And they're a slave to their customers. They're a slave to their job. They're a slave to their boss. And on they go, the hamster in the wheel, absolutely hating life. And they make everyone around them, and this is the biggest tragedy, they make everyone around them completely miserable. Oh, did you hear what happened to me? It's just ridiculous, man. It's absolutely crazy, and it's unnecessary. It's absolutely unnecessary. I tell you firsthand, if you hate what you do, then look, I got no sympathy for you, because you need to be plugging into what your talents are. What are your talents? Where's the market, and who wants to pay you for them? So yesterday, I'm way off the reservation already. We're 3.5 minutes into this podcast, and I'm way off. I got to get back on track. So yesterday, I come home for lunch. My routine is eat lunch with the family, work a little bit more from the house. I go to work out at the gym because all the slaves are back in the camp between 1 and 4. I got every use of every machine in the gym that I could possibly ever want, because everybody else has to go back to a job, okay? Except in January 1st, man, it's unbelievable. I'm getting off the reservation again now, but I got to tell you, January 1st, these people make an incredible sacrifice. They'll take a long lunch, rearrange their schedule. They'll get to the gym for 3 weeks in January to get rid of that pot belly, or to make sure those muscles are toned, because that's their New Year's resolution. That's what they made a promise, man. They bought the deal of diet, or they bought the weight loss machine, or the videos, or the PS90X, or that Billy dude that's doing that kickboxing stuff on a DVD. You'll see grown men 40 years old kickboxing in their living room at midnight, but they do it for about 3 weeks, and it's all over. So anyway, I go to the gym, and I get the use of every machine in there. It's as if I own the world-famous Bally's myself, okay? And this is a sweat gym. It's not one of those, you go out clubbing and wear your best clothes to the gym type. No, man, it's a workout gym. People there to work out. No pool, no nothing, man, just weights and cardio. So I roll into the gym, or actually I don't roll into the gym. I usually do around that time, but I went out to my driveway to get into my car, And guess what? I turn the key, nothing happens. Nothing happens. It's like diddly 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 diddly, click, 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 click. Battery shot. So what do I do? Well, I'd be lying if I told you that I didn't have a few choice words come into my mind. I didn't shout them out. I'm thinking, huh. I didn't say just my luck or wouldn't you know or this always happens to me, Murphy's Law. No, I didn't say that. I was like, what do I got to do, man? I got my AAA card I just renewed for the first time in a long time a few months ago. I called AAA and they say, well, I have somebody out there right away, Mr. Crowley. And I thought I had a premium membership. Come to find out, for $56, it's about the furthest thing from premium. It ain't even close to premium. It's like rock bottom. The guy laughed at me when I told him I had a premium membership. Because with a premium membership, with AAA comes a free battery. But when the guy got done laughing at me, I realized I don't get anything free except 4 calls a year. But anyway, I'm still a member of my friends at AAA. So anyway, the Rescue Ranger, as they call them here in Ohio, they didn't come out in 10 or 15 minutes. It took them almost 2 hours to get here. But that's okay. It's okay. All right. I tweeted about it. And I did, man. I took out my frustrations and tweeted about how long it was taking. So anyway, I had a lot going on. So I'm still in my workout clothes. I can't go anywhere. So I decided to get back, pound out a couple more articles. I had to get some teleseminar stuff prepared. And then the guy shows up from the Rescue Ranger with his AAA logo, and he opens the hood. I said, hey, did they tell you what's going on? No, I don't know what's going on. He goes, how'd you know to go to the battery? Oh, just going to the battery. So guy wasn't really like warm and fuzzy. He didn't want to, you know, we didn't get into a big embrace or anything like that when he showed up. And it's 4 o'clock. It's about 85 degrees out. He's sweating like a pig. The last place he wants to be is in my driveway changing my battery. So I gathered that much. I caught the vibe. No big deal. Not everybody loves me. So he pops the hood. He looks at the battery, and he hooks up his little cables with a little screen. Like they, if you think about this thing, like what they do when they when you return a rental car, and he's got this handheld device that punches in numbers, and he prints out a receipt. That's kind of what these jumper cables are hooked up to. Reads my battery, and wouldn't you know, he goes, hey, it's, this thing's only kicking out 128, and, you know, you got to have 450. I'm like, oh, wow, that means absolutely nothing to me. Do I need a new battery? Yes, put it in. That's all, really, I don't know what he's talking about, other than the fact that my car won't run. So my good friend is taking the battery out, and I'm looking at it, and this battery, God love it, man, it's my Honda Civic I bought when I was broke in 2005. I still drive it. It's paid for. I love it. It's symbolic of everything I've been through, where I used to be in life, and I'll never get rid of this car, man. It goes from 0 to 60 in about 3 days, and I just love it, you know? So the guy's changing my battery. I'm thinking, oh, the poor Civic, man, needs a change. It's getting old, you know? It's 4 years old. So I look at this thing, and it's corroded beyond corrosion. I mean, there's corrosion on top of corrosion. It looks like just black gook on top of the red part of the battery. You know what I'm talking about. You got the red, the black. About as much as I know about a battery. And he had to change it. Same body, same car, same everything, same engine, but the battery needed to be replaced in order for this thing to get juiced up again, to have everything else work properly within the car. Everything is running from this battery. The battery's been supplying everything else. The radio, the lights, the air conditioning, everything's going off this thing. So he takes the battery out, grabs a brand new one for $111, puts it right back in the car, fresh as can be. We start it up, this thing, ding-a-ding, lights going, radio's jamming, everything's going. I say jamming, it's an AM/FM with a CD player. So as much as a 40-year-old guy can jam in a 05 Civic. But anyways, it's back, man. It's back to where it used to be. It was phenomenal. Gave it a little kiss and a hug. Not the guy, but the car. And we're back, man. Me and the Civic are lockstep and barrel. 64,000 miles on it, and we're rocking and rolling once again. And I ask you this question, champion, 9.5 minutes into the podcast. Does your battery need to be replaced? You got that corrosion? You got the corrosion around your terminals? You got all those toxic relationships that are causing all that corrosion, that are dragging the juice out of you? I mean, how much juice are you giving? How much energy are you giving to relationships and to people and to projects and to a business and to a job that's just sucking the life out of you? I mean, think about what you do every single day. Can we just do this much for you today? Can I be Sam from the Rescue Rangers? Can I replace your battery today? Just say yes, Sam. Replace my battery, man. I appreciate that. I want to replace your battery. I want your juices to flow again in a positive direction. You got to quit hanging around these individuals that are dragging you down, that are siphoning the life out of you. If it's not an individual, it's a job. It's a business that you don't want to be in. Replace your battery today. Plug into the Everyday is Saturday show. Go to Saturday Stories. If you haven't gone to 6 Days of Saturday, get there, would you please? The thing is free. The product is absolutely free. 6 audios. Get the workbook with it and recharge your battery, man. And plug in. Just, you got the same body, everything else. Just plug into personal development. Recharge your battery. Get all that corrosion, all that gook, all that crap off that thing, man, and start going towards your Saturday. It's an awesome place to be. I'm now in my car, and I'm rocking and rolling, and this thing's as good as new. We got another 5 to 7 years, or at least that's what he told me the warranty is. I have no idea. He printed like an EKG report out of my battery, and he said, you're good to go. That's all I need to hear. We're good to go, champion. You are good to go. My name's Sam Crowley from EverydaySaturday.com. I want to see you at a live event. We have a free Saturday Summit coming up in Orlando, Florida in September of 2009. I want to see you there. More details to come. I believe in you. I believe in your dream. I believe your battery is recharged. And I believe that you are a champion. Fired up.